Okay, I've got a question here for you, Chris, from Jeff, who's in Australia. He says he's got two young daughters, age 6 and 8, and they're losing their baby teeth. And he's wondered why the teeth that fall out don't have any roots, because surely teeth have roots. Where are they going?
Baby teeth definitely do have roots, and I have a painful personal experience to recount on this front. When I was about 14, my dentist decided that I had too many of my milk teeth left and decided they needed pulling out. And he pulled them out, and it was terrifically painful because they all had very long roots. But the ones that had fallen out didn't have any roots. And the reason is that when you have secondary dentition, your adult teeth, they come up underneath where your baby teeth are and they erode the root away. So this loosens the tooth and makes it fall out, but only once there's a secondary tooth to come through in its place. Because evolutionarily speaking, it wouldn't do to have a period with no teeth. If all your teeth could just fall out and you had nothing to replace them with, you might starve if you were back in ancient history, didn't have the welfare state to look after you and pot noodles or something. So that's why you have this sort of dissolving of the root in order that the tooth can then be replaced by the secondary dentition. So what he's seeing is nature in action, I suppose.